We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hello, all my friends out there, of my veeps, my virtual peeps, and otherwise peoples I know. I just wanted to ring in and say Merry Christmas to all and to all. A good day, good night, a good evening, a hello, and a happy, cheerful time. If you do not participate in the merriest of Christmases, then I wish you a happy holiday. If you don't like holidays and want to go humbug, well, I suppose you're green with envy. Merry Christmas from Aloistic Artist. Thank you, and have a blessed day. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Zvi, my friend. Zvi, my friend. Zvi. How long now do I know thee? Ah, from the times since before you were the professor on the love boat. Yes. Two versions now we have crossed the ocean on. What is in store for this next year, you may say? Stay tuned and you'll find out. You're listening to Svi, Professor Svi. He loves his anchor. Svi! Oh, hello. Am I recording a wave? Am I recording a reply? I'm recording right now. I cannot deny. I swiped my hand over the camera, you see. And the camera did see, and recording it is doing of me. Now on the fly I do not deny that I might be just a little fucking high. Merry Christmas to you from me right now. That was a long pause so you could hear my mining rig chiming in going, cha-ching-ting, 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 cha-ching-ting. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Ting-ting-ting-ting-ting-ting-ting. Ting-ting-ting-ting-ting-ting-ting. Womp-a-ding-ding, dong-dong. Ah, indeed it is not a reply, because it's gone beyond the 1 minute limit. So, in that case, this is my Christmas recording. I apologize to all those sensitive ears that haven't heard the word fuck before. Quit lying to yourself. You've heard it. It's okay. You're not going to die. So when you smoke blue dreams, do you dream in blue? I cough a time or two. Blue, blue, blue. I do like the color blue. What is your favorite color? This day of Mary, Master of Christ. I do like blue. It is the color of the sea, you see. And my eyes that see, you see. I see you with my blue eyes of the sea. A catamaran I will build together with thee. Ha, yes indeedy, my sweetie. 42 foot in length. for girth or birth or wideness, width, I'm not sure at the moment is. I believe it to be 24. And I thought, how appropriate. My daughter, Hyanna, was born on the 24th. And she wore the jersey number 42. Synchronistically, I did too. I was number 42. And as a young, crazy, wild teen, in my rebellious ways, I carved 42 into my arm. No way to have a tattoo then, so I just made some little scratches. And drawing 42 upside down backwards was definitely a task that, being dyslexic, was a great benefit, I tell you. Because it was like right side upside correctly, I could see. So it's all about your perception between you and me. Ah, this new year, this current year, this time we experience in the now. Every day I say it feels like Christmas, but today it truly is Christmas, and I feel 1,000 times amplified. I feel the love and the joy and the giving. I also feel the pain of those in Puerto Rico and other places that have been without power and other basic needs, and I feel sorry for all the underprivileged. But I also know that a wave of empowerment is headed our way. This is Aloistic saying, have a wonderful day. Okay, clearly I'm too high to use Anchor right now, because I thought I called into Svi's show, but somehow I recorded a wave onto my channel or show or whatever the fuck we're calling this little thing. My podcast. My casting of pods. Here, catch my pod. You catch my pod? I threw out a pod. I was casting some pods. I've been casting pods. What you been up to? Oh, I've been chaining some blocks. Oh, yeah. I hear you, man. How's that been going? Oh, minorific. Yeah. I hear you, man. Yeah, steaming. Steamy. It's been steamy over there. Yeah. You know what? I even found the poker man. Yeah. No way. The poker man? Yeah, man. That motherfucker, he been hanging over there on the chain of blocks. That steam one. Totally essay. He's even talking to his homies. He's getting them excited about this chain of blocks technology everybody talking about, you know, man? Oh, really? Shit, man. That's a good thing I started buying coins back when you was telling me about that shit, man. Because I made like thousands of dollars now. And I didn't really do anything other than just like do what you was talking about, man. I just bought some of those silly coins. And now somebody wants to give me some more for what I pay for them. Is that normal? Do you normally get like they want to give you more money than what you bought them for? Yeah. Sometimes it goes the other way around. What do you mean? Well, it goes on sale. Oh, so it goes down? Yeah, because people are sailing it away. Sail away, sail away, sailing away with crypto. See, they're like, ah, I can get that freaking Lamborghini, man. I paid $50 for that Lamborghini. But that's like 100 or 72 or whatever Bitcoin right now. Yeah, but if you were that dude and you mined it in college and or you paid $50 for it back in the day, that Lamborghini cost you $50. Who cares what the rest of the world is willing to pay for it right now? If somebody willing to give you a Lamborghini for some little digits on a screen that you can go whoop and send it to them no matter who the what the where they is, you, how cool is that, man? Oh, what if it goes to zero? Well, we can't be any worse off than what we got right now, you know? Boy, ain't that the truth, man. I hear you. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I figured out how to turn my computer into a little mining rig. What do you mean a mining rig? It like goes into the ground and like digs shit out? Oh, man. That's what my dad did. He had a gold mine. Actually, he still has one. But it was not very cost effective because the way people mine gold is not very energy efficient. So we'll work on that project later. But what I'm doing now is I'm mining different cryptocurrencies, and I'm using it to create and to build and to buy different green energies. What do you mean green energies? You know, like solar panels, and then I'm gonna build little wind generators. I was coming up with a name for them the other day. It was like redundant array of inexpensive wind generators 3D printed at Tumbleweed Labs. But that was kind of long, so I got to come up with a better name, because even an acronym from that sounds ridiculous. But, yeah, so there's like wind and stuff that blows around here all the time, and then there's like a bunch of sun, like 350 days a year. So I was like, you know, if we can funnel that stuff into to creating some little cryptocurrencies, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, we could get a lot of fun. There's a token called Funfair, yeah. Yeah, I got some fun. I got like 420 fun. How much fun you got? Rourke picked up 5,800 fun because he couldn't buy any EOS because Ethereum was too slow. What do you mean it's slow? Yeah, I'm even mining that stuff, but the transactions got all backed up, man. It was like my mom when she doesn't have her Imodium. She's like, oh, I'm all backed up, man. You know what I mean? So like, it can't process them out fast enough. Alright, I gotta get out of anger. This is going funny ways. So, this has been a crypto.